This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
Hi, my name's Sharon Teer, local 2116 nursing home worker, and I have been a union employee for the last 10 years.
Okay, so you joined a union, but then you, at some point along the way you decided to get active in the union. Tell me what that looked like. What made you do that?
When I was first employed at the nursing home, less than a year later we went on strike. And it was new to me, you know, I didn't know why we were, and, you know, so while we were out on strike, I've seen some things that I felt like, wow, this is what it's all about. So from that time on, I learned more, asked more questions, and I thought, you know, understanding that before, unions to me were, you didn't cross a picket line. Like, we would drive 40 miles if we had to, and that's all I knew, but then understanding that they represent more. A whole lot more, so I wanted to be a part of that.
So what were the issues that really got you involved in your workplace?
In my workplace was the fairness, you know, seeing things happen to employees that shouldn't be happening, and seeing some being quiet and not really realizing that their union is there for their voice. You know, so to bring that out and to bring that education into them.
So what do you think about the fact that the biggest union in the country now in Canada is a predominantly female union?
Well, I think that's absolutely wonderful. You know, especially when you see with some of the struggles women face. I mean, you know, there's a lot of single women now with families, and to see that they're able to come out and be more involved, it's a really good feeling. And a good feeling when you see the children accompanying them to big conventions like this.
So how's Paul Moyse doing? You think he's doing a good job up there?
Well, I believe so. It's my first convention, so, you know, a lot of the daily events, you know, of course, with such a large crowd, I'm only used to about 150, 200 delegates at a convention, right? So I think so, yeah.
Now, I know there's a lot of bad stuff happening right now in New Brunswick. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
With the attacks going on back there, on free collective bargaining, especially within our nursing home sector, you know, in trying to enforce a two-year wage freeze, we are now going to the labor board in October to take the employer for bad faith bargaining, because it wasn't something that they had brought to the table. We have reached a tentative agreement, ratified it, and on March the 12th, and then on March the 16th, the employer's coming, or government's coming back and saying that they would not fund those monetary issues if the employer were to agree to it.
So that was done by legislation, the big hammer of legislation, and you're trying to fight that.
Right.
Okay, last question. I want to ask you what you're doing for fun in Montreal.
Talking to you.
Aww. What else?
Well, let's talk about the Maritimes. Party down at McGinnis. Was it McGinnis? Oh, my land. Was that was amazing to see so many brothers and sisters in a pub like that. And you just felt like you were home in a big backyard party. Like, that was absolutely amazing. Amazing.
All right, I want to thank you very much for doing this, and I appreciate you doing it, and have a great week.
And I thank you very much, and I thank you for your smile.
You're more than welcome. Cheers.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.